Pass the carrots, please.
May I be excused, please? Yes, dear.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
Douglas, see, please. He's just a child.
Don't Douglas see me. All right, mister, what do you think you're doing? You call this a room? This is a pigsty. I want you to straighten up this area now! You are a disgusting slob! Stand up straight! Tuck in that shirt! Adjust that belt buckle! Tie those shoes! Twisted Sister! What is that? Wipe that smile off your face. Do you understand? What is that? A Twisted Sister pin on your uniform? What kind of a man are you? You're worthless and weak. You do nothing. You are nothing. You sit in here all day and play that sick, repulsive, electric twanger. I carried an M16 and you carry that guitar. Who are you? Where do you come from? Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
We'll be right back. cigarettes.
What the hell happened to you?
My wife's brother. I hit her, so he hit me several times.
569.
You're the guy that's been robbed all these times, aren't you?
14 times the last 3 years. Last 2 times they sent him out of here on platters.
Yeah?
I'm getting to be a pretty good shot. And I always keep it right here, right where it's handy.
Please. I scare easy.
Let's hear some spirit! United, we are. United, we'll be, cause we're the Tigers. We're out for victory, yeah! Come on, you guys! I want to hear you!
Come on! The girls' volleyball team's got a big game tonight.
And we're gonna win, cause we're the...
Sit down!
You guys are assholes! You think this is easy being a cheerleader? Let's see you come down here and try it!
Shut up!
You're the one who should be shutting up! This is my senior year of cheerleading and you're ruining it! I paid for my pom-poms with my own money!
You suck!
I was gonna do a split for you guys, but now I'm not gonna. Cause you guys don't appreciate anything. Ow! Who threw that? I'm gonna get a bruise now! I hate my school!
We're sorry. Just kidding, you suck!
Oh, no!
And so in his honour, we would like to cut our set short tonight by about 35 songs.
We believe Freddie would have wanted it this way.
Don't know the rest of that one.
science. There's a pulse in the newborn sun, a beat in the heat of noon. There's a song as the day grows long, and the tempo that hides so blue. It's all around us and it's everywhere. Roll, the ticking of the clock, the wailing of the soul, the prisoner in the dock, the digger in the hole. We're in this together and ever. In the shade of a jungle glade, all the rush of the crushing streets, on the plain, on the foamy lane. It's in the mud and it's in your blood, and its conquest is complete. And all that you can do is just surrender to the majesty of rock, the mystery of roll, the burning of the sun, the scarring of the goal. The father takes the wife, the father takes the pole. We're in this together and ever.
Watch out for the foreigners, because they plant gremlins in their machinery. That's the same gremlins brought down our planes in the big one.
Big one.
That's right. World War II. Good old WWII. You know, they're still shipping them over here. They put them in the cars, they put them in the TV, they put them in the stereos and the radios you stick in your ears, they put them in your watches. They got little teeny gremlins for our watches.
I don't think it's such a good idea that you drive home. Why don't you walk home?
You know, Katie, I think maybe I'll walk home.
Good.
That's a nice night.
Witnesses seen us redeemed.
That's not the issue, Delmer. Even if it did put you square with the Lord, the state of Mississippi's a little more hard-nosed.
You should have joined us, Everett. It couldn't have hurt none.
Hell, at least it would have washed away the stink of that pomade.
Join you two ignorant fools in a ridiculous superstition, thank you anyway, and I like the smell of my hair treatment. The pleasing odor's half the point.
Baptism. You two are just dumber than a bag of hammers. Well, I guess you just might cross the bear.
All over, Everett. Let's give that colored boy a lift.
You folks going past Tishomingo?
Sure, hop in.
How you doing, son? Name's Everett. These two soggy sons of bitches are Pete and Delmer. Keep your fingers away from Pete's mouth. He ain't had nothing to eat for 13 years except prison food, gopher, and a little greasy horse.
Thanks for the lift, sir. My name's Tommy. Tommy Johnson.
How you doing, Tommy? Say, I haven't seen a house out here for miles. What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
Well, ain't it a small world, spiritually speaking? Pete and Delmer just been baptized and saved. I guess I'm the only one that remains unaffiliated.
This ain't no laughing matter, Everett.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Oh, son, for that you traded your everlasting soul?
Well, I wouldn't use me.
I've always wondered, what's the devil look like?
Well, of course, they're all manner of lesser imps and demons, Pete, but the great Satan himself is red and scaly with a bifurcated tail, and he carries a hayfork.
Oh, no. No, sir. He's white. As white as you folks. With empty eyes and a big, hollow voice. He loves to travel around with a mean old hound. That's right.
And he told you to go to Tishomingo?
Well, no, sir. Well, that was my idea. I heard there's a man down there. He pays folks money singing to his can. They say he pays an extra if you play real good.
Tishomingo, huh? How much he pay?
Hi there, bud. I was starting to think you weren't coming back. One of them days when you feel like you're running around in circles and you ain't no closer to where you're trying to get than when you started.
Been there, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, when you feel like that, I don't think there's anything else you can do except tough it out.
Leave that.
You think bad, and then bad's what you get.
Well, that's a pretty decent philosophy you got, Daryl.
Well, no charge.
Hey, Daryl. About the 150 bucks.
200.
Next town I get to, I'll send it to you, I swear to God.
200. You owe me $200.
This morning you said it was going to run me $150 for the hose.
Well, yeah, for the hose. But when you left this morning, I had to replace a gasket. That's going to run you another $50.
Nobody said anything about replacing a gasket.
Well, it was shot.
Fuck. I didn't tell you you could do it, and you can't do unauthorized work.
So all of a sudden, you know everything there is to know about being a mechanic. Well, didn't you read the sign? I can't do unauthorized work. What am I supposed to do? Let you drive out of here with a bad gasket? Then you get in an accident and get killed. Or worse. But who do they blame? They blame me. And there goes my reputation.
What reputation? You're just an ignorant, inbred tumbleweed hick.
Is that an insult or you're insulting me?
Listen to me, you stupid fuck.
You listen to me, goddammit, you sorry son of a bitch. You owe me money. And this car ain't going no goddamn where till I get it. Do you understand me? And if you take another 5 hours, by God, then I'll find another $50 worth of work to do on the son of a bitch. And now you get your ass out of here before I call the sheriff, who knows me. Oh, you want to play? Well, I'll play with you. Come on. I'll play with you. You want to smash something? Huh? Here, I'll smash something.
Okay.
See, what's the matter? Is all the fight gone out of you?
Just leave the car alone.
You know what? It's too goddamn late. You pissed me off.
God damn it, you son of a bitch! You son of a bitch!
There you go, sweet-talking me again.
Hey, Daryl, I'm gonna get you your money. Let me just get a couple of things out of my truck, okay?
What do you want?
What did you do to my trunk?
I had to pop the lock. You didn't leave me no trunk key.
And you had to get in my trunk?
When I work on the car, I work on the car, bud.
You motherfucker! Motherfucker! You motherfucking big fucking son of a...
You just can't help yourself, can you, mister?
Fuck you!
You're out of control.
Summertime is coming, happy and healthy. Expect me, and you turn your back. I'll attack.